from Switzerland, but loved all over the world, our champion for 2018, Roger Federer.
19 days after lifting a record 20th Grand Slam trophy at the Australian Open in Melbourne, Federer celebrated another accolade by becoming world number one. He did it by beating Robin Haase in the quarterfinal at the Rotterdam tournament. That victory meant that when the ATP rankings were posted the following Monday, Federer would dislodge Rafael Nadal as the top man. But that's not where the glory ended. By reaching world number one at the age of 36 years and 195 days, it meant that Federer became the oldest man to hold top spot since the ranking system was computerized in August 1973. Andre Agassi had held the record as the oldest player. That was when he was 33, back in 2003. This is Federer's fourth time at the top. The first came on February the 2nd in 2004, shortly after he won his first title at the Australian Open. He remained at number one for 237 weeks before Nadal dethroned him in August 2008. Federer's second spell was between July 2009 and June 2010. And then there was a third stay of 17 weeks in 2012. Federer was understandably pleased.
It's really big for me. I just think because of the gap that I've had since my last time being world number one, since the very first time I got to world number one, and since my injury as well. You know, when you come back from injury and you do well, it's double as nice. I think getting to world number one at my stage, at my age, is also, it's just a lot that goes into it, you know. I don't want to say you have to put in double the work, but you need to get lucky, you need to work well and work right, you need to have a good philosophy with your team members. So the satisfaction, like I said, is incredible right now. Just very happy and very proud of this accomplishment, because it didn't just come overnight, you know. I had to win almost three slams, to be honest, and many Masters thousands and other tournaments, and stay basically injury free as well, you know, take tough decisions along the way. So this one feels very different than my very first one, naturally, and I think I can appreciate it way more than the very first time I got to world number one. World number one the first time around just came as a confirmation that I was maybe the best player in the world at that very time, but this one, you know, it's just pretty crazy, to be honest.
In January 2017, Federer beat Nadal in the Australian Open final. At the time, it was Federer's 18th Grand Slam triumph. The Swiss went on to win the so-called Sunshine Double at Indian Wells and Miami. He skipped the clay court season and returned to win the grass court event at Halle before claiming a record 8th Wimbledon crown in July. Nadal took the late season plaudits by winning the US Open, his 16th Grand Slam trophy, and becoming the oldest man to be the end-of-year world number one. But rather like the start to the 2017 season, it's Roger time, and the maestro's entourage was intent on making sure he got all the emotional support necessary. His longtime mentor Severin Luti travelled to Rotterdam to be with full-time coach Ivan Ljubicic at the quarterfinal.
I'm so happy, sharing it with everybody who's here. Severin also flew in just for tonight. I didn't know he was coming, so that was a special surprise as well. And I go back memory lane and I think back on how I missed the first ever opportunity I had in Montreal against Roddick, and then was able to get it in January in the semi-final match against Ferrero. Those were significant moments in my career, and not very often you do actually play a match for world number one. Sometimes it happens because another guy loses, sometimes it happens because a tournament title is connected to it. Last time when I got to world number one, I was on vacation because of the calendar, the way it worked out. You know, I won Wimbledon and then it happened like a week later. So that was odd but nice as well in some ways. So to win a particular match and then get it is actually very cool, because you can really celebrate it, you can talk about it. And this one, because I'm a little bit older is a little bit more special, maybe, because there's just so much that has to go into it, so much has to be right.
As things stand, it's all going right for Roger Federer. 20 Grand Slam triumphs among 97 tournament wins. More than €100 million in prize money alone. Lucrative sponsorship deals. Hordes of adoring fans. Elegance and grace on and off the court. He's been world number one for a record total of 304 weeks. His 237 consecutive weeks as top man is unrivaled on the circuit. So what's next for 2018, Roger? The oldest end-of-year world number one?
No, I think that's just going to happen or not going to happen. I don't think I can make that a priority. I actually haven't thought about it, ever. So this is just coming like out of left field. I'm like, oh, what? Like world number one at this? It's too far, you know. It's too deep. Obviously, I've had a great start, but again, I think to finish world number one, you need a lot. So I needed a lot to get to world number one. Now, I don't know what the goal is. Is it 100 titles? That would be super special. But again, I think all these things are just going to happen by me enjoying myself, staying healthy, and staying on the tour for longer. And then things naturally maybe going to get connected because of my age. You know, maybe people haven't done this before, but it's secondary, to be honest. I just hope I defend my Wimbledon title and Sunshine double. You know, I'm just going to try to defend what I did last year, which is already plenty. So it's going to be a lot for already to play for.
So a man of nearly 37 rules the roost. Does that show how good Federer is, or how poor the other players are? Certainly Federer's made hay while injuries afflict the other Grand Slam title winners such as Nadal, Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray and Stan Wawrinka. But the youngsters haven't been able to profit from the absence of these elders. At least they are respectful. And 20-year-old Alex Zverev, tipped as a future world number one himself, led the eulogies to Roger's return to the top on a video produced by the ATP.
Hey, Rog. Well, what can I say? So many more years to come for you, hopefully. And, see you out there.
Congratulations, Roger. To come back at world number one is something incredible. You deserve it.
Well, Rog, here we go again. Your past is your future. So welcome back to the number one spot.
Hi, Roger. Congrats on being back number one in the world at your age. It's really unbelievable.
This is where you belong, and really happy for you.
Well, congratulations, and just be happy and don't retire, please.
You are the best player in the history. Congratulations.
Bravo, Rogerio. Please don't stop, because we're going to miss you.
The Italian Fabio Fognini closed those video tributes. He's played Federer three times and lost on all three occasions. Thomas Burdick has played Federer 26 times and only won six of the clashes. The Czech lost to Federer in straight sets in the fourth round at the 2017 Australian Open. This year, it was in straight sets in the last eight. Any differences, Thomas?
I don't know. Maybe he has a couple more grey hair. I don't know. I mean, guys, this is like, I'm not any analyst of Roger's game, you know. So yes, he's playing well. I mean, he has definitely, especially with what's happening in the draw, then I think he has a very good chance to win.
Good prediction. And a couple of weeks after picking up the Rotterdam title, Federer won two trophies at the Laureus Awards. He claimed the 2017 Sportsman of the Year and the 2017 Comeback of the Year. There'll be many twists and turns on the men's tour over the next months. But for now, Roger Federer is the main man. That's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers. Ciao.